have a basketball program that we all expect to compete for Big Ten and national championships year in and year out.
There's no other way to look at it. It's one of the better jobs in the Big Ten.
Final four! I didn't think you was going to be this good, but it feels good!
Welcome on in, everybody, to the border. Maddie here alongside Josh and Johnny as Illinois hangs on against UCLA, snaps their win streak by a score of 83-78. Boys, we almost got 05'd right there in the last 4 minutes.
Yeah, the Arizona game.
That was running through my head right there. As honestly, I was thinking, have we ever paid for that in blood yet? Like, have we ever gotten 05'd? Obviously, we paid for it in blood in not winning the national championship, but like I was wondering, have we ever blown a lead like that in the 20 years since? I'm sure we have.
No, I don't know about like 15 points in 4 minutes. I don't think we've done.
We'll have to get Robert Stack guy on it, but that's neither here nor there.
Was a little close one. But
back
hey,
to back dubs.
Yep, we'll back take the to, wins.
We'll take the
wins
win.
Any way we can get them.
No apologies necessary. You know, I don't. You never have to apologize for a win, a la, you know, Purdue Illinois football this fall. You never have to say,
yeah,
I'm sorry. But I would love to have had like a bit of a different air in how I feel like we're talking about the end of this game right now. I would have loved to just be like, yeah, and we went up 16 and, you know, ended up winning by 14. Instead, we needed to rely on a KJ step back two.
That was ridiculous.
Just protect that lead.
Oh my lord.
And an Ivicic tip back off the Hummerkaus missed free throw to essentially ice it. Again, we'll take it. We'll not complain. We'll take the win against a red hot UCLA Bruins team. But that sound that we all collectively made at the end there.
Whoosh. Yeah, I mean, I honestly, like, it was such a sigh of relief, and it leaves a little bit bad taste in your mouth, but UCLA, like, their three-point shooting was insane in a way that you almost feel worse than you might have. And, like, going into this game, I think we averaged, like, opponents shot 31% from three, or, like, 30% from three, which was, I think, 24th best in the country. So, like, in some ways, you're due for just a little, like, three-point shooting luck the other way, and I'm very happy that it happened in a game that we still won. So as bad as it felt, like, Robert had a tweet with 2 minutes left, like, UCLA is, I don't know, 7-for-12 from three and we're up 8. I feel really good. And then what did they do? They hit like two more threes right off the bat. So I think them just being unconscious for three made the game a little closer than it ended up like than it was for most of the game, and I'll take that. I will take that every time. It was great to get KJ back to being KJ. Like, he was awesome tonight, and that was so much fun to watch. Great couple threes. The step back was insane. He was driving and getting the hoop. He was drawing fouls. Like, that was an awesome KJ game.
I was muted. I can't believe we're still doing this in 2025. That's so embarrassing.
Yeah, let me get off mute.
Can you see my screen? Can you guys see my screen? Jesus Christ. Yes, I don't want to immediately be like, bad KJ, bad. Because obviously he played well and he bailed us out. But like, for the love of God, down the stretch, do we have to take contested step back jumpers? Do we have to, out of timeouts at the end of the first half, out of timeouts in the second half, down the stretch when UCLA is shooting lights out, like it's like we know that we don't have to rely on 3-point shooting to, like, these last couple wins now, when Illinois takes less 3-pointers, especially in some of these second halves, like you play well. For the love of God, why are we taking the step back 3-point shots with time on the shot clock? Right? I mean, I'm missing something here, right?
I mean, Maddie, we still shot 39% from three. We went like 11-for-28 from three today. So
and most of those were, but and if it's a good 3-point shot, that's fine. Miss 50 if you're wide open, for all I care. But why, when it feels like you can get a better shot, Again, I'm not sure what we shot from two again tonight. Doesn't it feel like you can get a better shot 85% of the time? And I know KJ, he can hit some of those step backs, and he did. Again, if he doesn't hit that step back too, we're maybe not recording right now. So I'm not trying to sound ungrateful, but it feels like we can draw up something better out of a timeout. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah, and also like, oh, I hate doing this as well. Like that, the 24 points were obviously so crucial, as Maddie said. Like we needed that step back too. But like, he's still not giving us like even an even ratio of assists to turnovers. Like it's not even. A lot of it still feels forced. But I feel like you got, like we're sitting here. We got to take the good with the bad. And we at the end of the day, we won the game. But it's still like there's so many forced plays. I don't know what frustrates me more is those step back threes that Maddie said, or just like we're trying to like feed it in down low, the shots that you're wanting, Maddie. But like then it like we're not strong enough with the ball. Like it, either Will or Tomislav, like they're not being they can't handle that like the ball from the pass into the post as easy. Both of them are frustrating, but
It's fr
like.
it's frustrating, but you again, you take the good with the, if as long as you do more good than bad, that's fine. Again, for as much shit as we're talking, he led your team in points, he led your team in rebounds, and he led your team in assists tonight. So I
Yeah,
know
guys,
I'm
we won the
nitpicking.
game. Can we talk about
I
that?
know
Can
I'm
we
nit
talk about it? Like,
I know I'm
yes.
nitpicking. I know
Yeah.
I'm wait, did we win? Oh, I've been reading the score opposite.
Oh,
Oh
yeah.
yeah.
KJ,
We did win.
yeah.
Again, yes, Johnny, I
You
agree.
did
I
score 24 points tonight. Oh, yeah.
it,
Like, I
it
just, they that slipped my mind. Like, oh, yeah, he went 3 for 8 from three. That's like 9 points off of 8 shots from three. Like, oh, yeah. I totally blanked that that's like good. Like, and some of those turnovers also were like, we did not have great hands from our bigs today. Like there were a few that were just like nice pass by KJ, dropped by Tommy, and
Yeah, they're
another
not
one
shot. They're
dropped.
not. They're yeah. I'm not blaming all the turnovers on KJ, but like they do end up in his stat line, which included 24 points and 3 from 8 from three. Yes, Johnny, I'm aware. I'm
Oh
aware.
yeah, we won the game. Oh yeah, he went 5 for 6 from the line too. That's crazy. That's nuts.
Johnny's taking this out of context.
He's
Yeah,
mad at us now too.
he's mad at
He's
us.
gonna
He's
like
taking this out of
he's gonna
context.
hold it over
This
us.
is the
I'm just
Coleman.
like it's
This is
just
the
crazy.
Coleman.
It's
This is
just
Coleman.
like we're
This
gonna
is.
spend so much time complaining about a win. Like what is this the Purdue game? Luke Altmyer almost fumbled the ball, guys. He almost fumbled the ball and we almost lost the game.
Nope.
Like.
That this is it. This is Rich Johnny coming from the guy the last three NCAA tournaments that the moment the bracket comes out, that's
Oh, that's a
complaining about.
huge difference. That is a huge difference.
Okay. Well, maybe we'll have to air our
What
grievances off.
being upset about the schedule and who you're going to play next is way different than not being than like talking bad about a win. Two different things.
I like this. This is getting spicy. This is fun.
Yeah, it is getting
This
spicy.
is good. This is good. This is good. This is good for us.
Because what I will say is like I think we didn't play Merez enough tonight. That
I
was my
agree.
biggest takeaway, was like he only played 20 minutes, and I think that you could see Tommy maybe getting tired in the last 5 minutes of the game. The guy is still like just weeks removed from mono, and also I think Brad referred to his ankle as like a Cabernet or a Pinot Noir grape or something like that, like saying
The
it's that.
analogy was so bad, but he's just saying it's still like very like delicate. Like you
Yes, it's delicate and
gotta.
purple. I think those are the things
You see, I'm used to a
that.
different Illinois wine grape metaphor over the last decade.
Yeah.
So to me, that you got of course the OGs know. Shout out Jack the grapes. So what was it? What was his
His analogy was his ankle still looks like a grape because it's so like red, purple, and delicate. Like that's.
Tommy said in his post game saying that his ankle's still not like even close to 100%, but it was better than the last two games today,
Okay.
which.
And Maddie, you'll also appreciate this. Someone asked Brad about like how his ankle was, and it was like before their last practice. And he's like, you know, Tommy's got a very heavy day of classes today. So we won't know if he'll be able to go for practice until right before, because then he'll get taped up, whatever. And he's like, you know, basically he's like heavy Thursday for him, as if Like Brad knows all of his fucking guys' classes. He's like, yeah, Tommy's got CS105
He's
at
not taking
9
CS 10.
a.m.
There's no
No,
way
that's
he's
a
and
freshman class.
Tommy's
He's a
got
sophomore.
yeah,
I did not
yeah.
take that as I didn't take that. I took like I took that as a
Then he's got Econ 203. It's an hour and a half. It's a Tuesday, Thursday,
And
and
it's the
it's from
lab
9 to
day.
10
It's the
20.
lab day for Econ
Yeah,
203.
yes. Oh, 100%.
And
Yes.
then Susan from Accounting 201 is like just what I we've gotten too deep into like
Yeah,
listing off
the
classes that
fifth
we
year
took.
boys, the fifth year
Sophomore
boys,
year. Now,
the
well,
fifth.
now we're really going into our sophomore year.
The fifth year boys. Yeah, you think Brad knows the guy's schedule, like their
I
class
think
schedule?
Brad knows all of his players' schedule. I it would be impossible for Bielema too.
Yeah, you'd need to know
That's
85 to 100 does classes.
a
Yeah,
lot more to learn for Coach B. Yes, absolutely. Okay, so we're still not 100%. There was no one on the injury report, but Trey White still did not play. I presume that
Yes.
he's
Yeah,
still under
what
the
is
weather.
going on? What is going on?
I would have loved to see him maybe guarding Bilodeau, down the stretch. That would have been maybe a little extra wingspan would have been nice to see if he could have. But yeah, I again,
Yeah,
the flu is ravaging our fighting
it's
Illini.
gotta be health reasons. Like Ben played 35 minutes tonight.
Yeah.
You just gotta think that Trey was starting and playing some of the most minutes on the team. So like thankfully the timing of Will Riley figuring it out could not have been timed better, but you gotta think that it's more out of just Trey has not been able to practice, so Brad just doesn't feel comfortable playing him.
That I would imagine. I mean, there's literally no other reason.
Brad's quote about Trey at the end of the game, it's just getting back into the flow. There's nothing to that. He told him after the game that we're going to need you.
That is correct. We will need you, Trey. Yeah. So hopefully, again, we can get everyone. My goodness, guys, by March Madness, can we get a fully, healthy. T like not sick, fully unimmunocompromised roster.
Yeah.
That's what I would like for March is a fully immunized and unimmunocompromised Fighting Illini basketball roster this year. Could it be? We're too jacked.
Oh.
And there's too much muscle, and they're getting sick. And yeah,
Yep.
I don't know why didn't we realize this? They're just getting too jacked. And alongside shooting worse threes, they're also getting sicker because they've got less fat on them and more muscle, and they're getting cold and they're getting sick.
Yep.
Well, all right, Fletch.
Well, we haven't mentioned the elephant in the room. We won the quadrant.
Yes,
I was waiting to bring
yes,
that up. I was waiting to
yes. We
we I
did
was
go
waiting
3-2.
with the
Well,
quartile, the quartile, the quartile.
we won the quartile. We won the
5-0,
quartile.
right? Just like we talked about.
Yeah.
So what let's go run through our first three quartiles. How do we do? This
Four
is
and
I'm
one in the
drafting a
first
tweet.
quartile.
Yeah,
Are we? We're
I'm
drafting
drafting. Two and
quartiles.
three in the second quartile, 3-2 in the third quartile. Unfortunately, the fourth quartile involves games against number one in the Big Ten, number two in the Big Ten, number three in the Big Ten, number four in the Big Ten, and Iowa.
And
So,
smashed in the middle there is a Madison Square Garden game against the number 10
yes,
team in the country
yes,
next Saturday night. So
yeah.
they're calling this the quartile of death, is what people. I don't know.
Shit
People
is
have just
about
been
to get
saying that.
real.
People have been calling it the quartile of death. I don't know. I didn't coin that. People have just been calling it
That's
the Q
yeah,
of the
just the
Q of D.
people, the masses.
The mass have been calling it the Q of D. You're gonna learn a lot about Illinois in this in the Q of D here. If you haven't already learned about Illinois.
I'm laughing that we're saying we're gonna learn a lot about this team, with like five, six games left in the
But
regular
I mean,
season.
it's kind of true though.
Oh, you're gonna learn everything about the
but we
like
haven't been
no matter
healthy.
what
We haven't been
quartile.
fully healthy. If we're fully healthy in these last five, six games, like you do have the opportunity to, again, yes, we've learned a lot about this team. When did Tyler say when we had him on the podcast? He goes, usually by X date, I feel like I know this team. We've obviously surpassed that date by now, but there is something to be said about all ranked matchups with the exception of Iowa. And having potentially a fully healthy team for the first time since, I don't know, when was the last time right before the USC game, was say like Penn State, were we fully healthy for the Penn State game? Was that maybe the last game that we were fully, no one was sick, no one was injured? I mean, that was one, two, three, four, that was 8, 10 Big Ten games ago. Right. So you are going to learn a lot about this team in the Q of D here.
Yeah, exactly. It we are it, like having fully healthy team, you're gonna learn a lot. I just repeated the exact same words that you said, Maddie, but
No,
it's
that's good.
incredibly
That's
true.
we I use that's actually a really good like listening technique when you kind of rephrase
Yeah.
back. That shows me that you've been listening,
Yeah.
is what that shows me.
What'd you guys
But
say again? Sorry, I was drafting a tweet.
exactly. Yeah,
Yeah.
because and Josh, because you definitely weren't kind of speaking of not paying attention, you definitely were paying, you were keyed in when Illinois went up 16, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, the game was over. I wrote it off and we won the game.
You were okay, got it. Okay, just making sure you weren't, erroneously scrolling social media or anything like that, thinking that the
No, I
game was
wasn't. You
over.
know, like I was kind of multitasking. The thing is, like, there's a lot going on in my life right now, and like sometimes you gotta like figure out what your routines are gonna be. And so like right now on one of my social media feeds is like first four weeks of having a child is legitimately every single scroll. Nah, 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 nah,
Yeah,
nah. So I
I
was kind
love
of
how Josh.
multitasking.
Josh is he's pulling that card right
I was gonna
now.
say, I was gonna
The
say
I'm a
February
dad.
11th,
I was doing
9:49.
father responsibilities.
Oh.
Wait, like your kid, is he here right now with us?
Oh no.
And
He's
the
he
child is in
well,
the
he
room.
was actually
You're
sitting
pulling.
next to me. He was
Yeah.
sitting next to me. He was sitting
Yeah,
next to
he
me.
was.
Didn't wasn't your kid complaining about the step back threes earlier?
Yeah.
I heard he said, even though we won, I need to spend 10 minutes complaining about step back three pointers.
Actually, so Josh, your kid made a great point to me. He said, Maddie and Josh were putting a little bit, they were frustrated towards the end of the game. And you know why they are frustrated? Because that was like the most recent thing that they had watched. They were
Oh God.
invoking recency bias. And he said, what he said was that it took UCLA, I think they scored 15 points in the first. It took them 15 minutes to score 15 points to start the game. And then in the last 4 minutes of the game, they scored 15 points. So if that had happened in reverse, you might have a totally different opinion of this game. But because the threes all happened at the end,
He did
you're
he
thinking about your favorite thing.
the baby invoked RB. Yeah, didn't the
Yeah.
baby was like, the intricate philosophy in basketball encapsulates, a symbiotic amalgamation of strategic synchrony, kinetic fluidity, and cerebral adaptivity, where he was saying, and this is the baby talking. He said, where a quintessential of athletic synergy converges with an esoteric comprehension of spatial manipulation and tactical dynamism. Wasn't he saying that earlier?
Oh, is he a ChatGPT guy or
No, no,
no, he's the
no,
definition of
no.
recency bias.
No, your kid was saying that to me earlier. He had some really nice things to say to KJ Jr. KJ Step Back Jr. You're gonna right out of the womb, right into the step back threes. But yeah, mark it 9:49 on February 11th, the first pulling the card for the first time.
Yeah.
Yes. So anyways, we won the quartile, is that. And up next is the quartile of death.
2D.
The quartile of death. I hate that I'm talking about this, and you guys will know why I hate talking about this, but like, because they first of all they say the podcast adds 6 inches. Mick, man, first of all, get the fuck off the court.
Yeah.
Dude, he's the kid at museums that it says do not touch, and his hand is on like a 300,000-year-old like fossil where it just says do not touch. And Mick is touching. Mick may or may not be taller than me. And so I hate saying this, but like you can't do he's got like the short man syndrome when he like throws tantrums.
Yeah, and DJ Carstensen is tall, like
Yeah,
next
he
to
is.
the refs. It's a bad look for Mick.
It's a bad look every time.
And it's just like, I don't know. Like your point about it's almost Napoleon syndrome. Like when you're
Yeah.
that small and upset, and it doesn't help that he's also bald. Like there's just not a lot of good things
You're right.
going for
He wouldn't look
Mick.
good with hair. He wouldn't look good with
Yeah.
hair.
But you still would rather you'd rather look bad with hair than good bald. Is
There's
that
gonna be some upset people listening.
That's fine. That's
We have
fine.
a bald contingent
We've
listening.
already pissed off every Orange Crush kid, so so who cares? Shout out to
Wow.
the section that was jumping tonight. So yes, Mick, I he
There were a few great Mick things too. Like he was calling for over the back when Tommy had that rebound to ice the game. He was yelling a lot.
Dude, he was.
Mick was like fun to hate on. That's like a fun little side thing when your team is winning to be upset about. It
Do
was, it
guys
was.
like playing for him? It feels like, again, all coaches bitch and yell, and Brad does it too, but it also feels like Brad also just has the moments where it's like, come in, buddy, I love you. Like, let's coach you up. It feels like Mick
Yeah.
only does the first part. And if
Well,
you're always yelling, you're never yelling. Like, it means nothing.
I think they do, because if you look at them earlier in the season, they had like a losing streak, and Mick kept talking about how this team is not good. He's talking about how he's accomplished all this stuff, and everyone's like, wow, Mick's really t throwing his team out of the bus. And then they just rattled off like six straight wins. So he clearly has a way of like getting to guys, but it's certainly strange. He
Well,
doesn't seem quite as likable.
we're kind of in like that glass houses thing. We don't know much and haven't seen much UCLA basketball or know like how like the intricacies of their program. But like Brad Underwood, I would say, how frequently do you see the yelling like video on Twitter where he's just like screaming like so hard into someone's face like during a timeout? Like that goes viral probably once every 6 months, I feel like, since it occurred.
He didn't do it. I feel like he didn't yell it up. They only showed Mick tonight. Did you guys notice that? And maybe that's just because there
Yeah.
weren't a ton of calls that went against Illinois. They legit did not show Brad. They showed Mick. Every other sort of dead ball was Mick getting hot on his bench there. I thought that was interesting. It was not a Brad yelling game, which is nice. Mick, man, I gotta be honest. Do less with the suit. I know. I know. I
Of
know. I know. I
all
know.
people,
I
of
know.
all
I say it's
people.
classy. But dog, you coach basketball in Southern LA, man. The three piece, like, lose the vest. You're doing too
Would
much,
you be
man.
less upset if there wasn't a vest?
I'd be less upset if there wasn't a vest.
I feel like, I mean, like he was in Cincinnati before, right? Correct me if I'm wrong there.
Yeah,
He
he
was
was at
Cincinnati. Okay,
Cincinnati.
so like he knows what the cold is like, but like, I mean, he's been in Southern LA, so and now he's in Champaign where it's very cold. So like maybe he needed the vest because he was a little chilly.
I don't know, man. You're coaching basketball in Southern California. Your life is good. Like, chill out. Chill
But
out,
you're
Mick.
okay if someone in Bloomington and Columbia wear suits.
It's classy. Yeah. Absolutely.
Is
I got
it
Mike
was it
Woods
the
on my screen
color of
right
the
now.
suit? It was a gray suit. Did that bother you? As opposed to, I feel like both of those guys maybe were
It's
black suits. Like,
just classy, man. I don't know. I can't explain it. It's just do less, Mick. But yeah, it's just kind of funny that Mick has chosen like the tallest profession, and he's just like a shorter man in a very tall profession. So I
do
don't
we
want to
think he
invite.
had? I mean, I think you see it with Izzo sometimes too. You see it with Musselman, like, and it's just funny be also because your players are, some of them are 7 feet tall, and you're just like looking up at them and just yelling at them.
Yeah,
It's
it's funny.
a very strange
Right.
dynamic.
Brad is tall.
Yeah,
Like Brad played basketball.
yeah.
Brad was a guard. He's above 6 feet.
Yeah.
Like, so it looks a little bit less strange. But yes, I don't want to invoke like short man syndrome because I've been a victim of it, once or twice in
Yeah.
my life, and it's not fun. But it is just it's a funny visual. So I don't want to make fun of him as a fellow shorter man. I know what it's like, Mick, to be straining your neck all day, every day, looking up at folks. So keep fighting the good fight for us shorter young men out there, Mick. Appreciate you. He
Yeah,
takes the heat.
he does take a lot of heat. So we successfully looked ahead, in our schedule, and now, like, I mean, we were looking ahead to this Michigan State game last week with this UCLA game here, so we successfully checked that off our
No,
list.
you're talking about the Rutgers game. You're talking about the Rutgers game.
No, Iowa.
Yeah.
So we successfully did that. So there's no curse.
Right.
Acknowledge, no
Oh,
curse.
can we talk about though? Jack Collinsworth did try to announce or jinx us.
Oh, with the missed
Yes.
free throw at
We
the end.
go up to free throw 1-1, and he's like, Illinois has shot amazing from the free throw line tonight, 15 for 16. Like, I was like, you're really gonna try to do this to us, Jack? And then
Wasn't
thankfully
it?
Ben makes the first one, and then he misses the second, but Tommy did the good stuff.
Wasn't
Here's
it
a
kind of?
guy,
Yeah,
Tom,
I was gonna
Jack,
say.
here's a guy that's gonna freaking get an offensive rebound. Okay, here's a guy.
Wasn't it kind of weird hearing that voice and not thinking they were like going to be the like commentator? Like it was weird just constantly
He's
being
a
the play,
play-by-play guy, yeah.
weird being a play-by-play guy. I thought he did actually really well. I was very scared because like I know him just as the nepotism boy on NBC Sunday Night Football, but like,
Okay. Okay.
I mean, why else is he there, Maddie?
No, it's funny. I agreed with you, Josh, in that that's a thought that comes to mind with him. I'm more of a Noah Eagle guy
I
than
was gonna
a
say him and I and the
Jack Collinsworth.
the Nepo
But they're
boys, him
good. Like
and Noah
Noah.
Eagle. Like I got
Noah's so good.
Noah is
I'm
so good.
grounded.
Oh, did you guys notice another thing Jack Collinsworth kept doing? And I feel he was pronouncing most of the names right. And so maybe he was correct about this pronunciation. But he kept saying Kylan Boswell
Huh,
instead
no.
of Boswell.
That's definitely wrong.
Yeah.
That's interesting. That'd be like
It was
this.
so specific that I wondered if he had like read something that indicated it, but it was like everyone else says Boswell, like it's almost like a Z, and he was like Boswell.
That's like the one of the easiest name, you know, there's like five names that are probably more difficult than that, but so that's interesting. Yeah, I mean it's spelled Boswell, but I've never heard it pronounced as such. Good catch, Johnny. These are the things that, you know,
Well,
that
yeah, I
other
was going to bring up like an actual thing for us to discuss, but I'm glad
wait,
that
that was an actual
you
thing.
No. I was just talking about, I mean, like we're watching. I think everyone can tell that we're like all half paying attention to this podcast while we're watching the Michigan State
I'm
game.
locked in. Johnny's
Okay.
recapping what I'm saying. You know, he's locked in. He's
Yeah. Yep.
paraphrasing. Like
For sure. I
Josh
am.
is just, we're up 16 and the game's almost over and you're watching TikToks
TikTok about the
about,
birth canal
yeah.
or, you know,
Yeah,
the oval, whatever, oval.
just
Anyways,
ovals. You know, women have different parts of their bodies
John and I
and some of
have
them
kids
are
on the way. John and I, if you
oval.
can't tell, children on the way.
Anyways.
But yeah, Josh, to your point about this game, I don't know. Like, obviously, for standings, we want Michigan State to lose. But as we've learned in both Nebraska and UCLA, Nebraska was coming off of a big losing streak, and maybe that didn't benefit us. Meanwhile, UCLA was on a big winning streak, and it did benefit us. So,
Well, it's not going to be a streak because, like, at most, it's like Michigan State 2 wins. But if they're going to be on a loss, yeah, that really doesn't matter. I guess, like, on a scale of like 1 to like must be at Findlay Dunn's if you're in the Chicagoland area, on Saturday night at 6 p.m. Oh, wait, 7 p.m. Like, what would you guys say like the rating would be?
get there early is what I would say. It's going to be packed.
I feel like
Yeah,
we should tell ourselves that
very
we're gonna.
high.
I'm. I. We should get there like at least an hour earlier. To you know, start the festivity. It was the
Yeah,
beers were so cold on Saturday. It was great.
it was great.
They were
I'm very
fantastic.
excited,
It's gonna be
although
fun.
I may have to check tickets
Oh,
to
we're
go
at
to
that point of
Champaign.
we're at the point where
I
officially at the
forgot
point
what
of the
time of the season
year
it is.
where I
Yeah.
may not may I may where I've watched more games with Johnny than I won't at the majority of games I've watched with Johnny are over now. Like
Yeah.
I
Yes. You're on
that
the other side of the
I'm on the
cliff.
other side now, where unfortunately a minority of the games at this point I will get to watch with Johnny,
Well,
which
there's something that's helping us right now is that like a friend is having me look into figuring out ticket situation at Madison Square Garden, and I know that the flight's probably reasonable for Johnny, and he'll like for sure make that like jump. Like Madison Square Garden, I know it's Cooper Flagg and KJ, but they're like 250 minimum, like worst seat in the house right now. It's pretty bad. Johnny's
yeah.
like, I already have a ticket.
I
I
didn't
also
hear anything. He heard
yeah.
nothing.
No, I was
Nothing.
also looking into like what does a day trip look like for New York City where you just don't, because sometimes like lodging can be more expensive there. But if you literally like go there, fly home after the game, but all the flight, there's no like good flight back home at say like 11 o'clock or midnight. The first
I was
one
about to
back's
ask,
more
what are you
like
looking
6
for, Johnny?
a.m.
What are you're looking for that like normal nonstop between
Yeah.
LaGuardia and O'Hare at like midnight?
That's
On a
not that crazy.
Saturday?
They
Come
have
on.
hour. They have flights every. There's flights every hour from New York to Chicago.
Yeah,
Multiple
like from
stops.
6 to like a normal time, but like.
They don't have the MSG special next Saturday night.
No, United's not offering that. We do
That's so
know a guy at
sad.
United.
Yeah.
Okay. I want to just. I want to continue to walk back. Not walk back, but like, I meant to mention this earlier. This was just a battle of what both teams do well. It's UCLA turns you over and Illinois rebounds you. Which team was going to do their thing better? And
Yep.
at the end, and because I know again we're talking, yeah, I was shitting on KJ. Josh and I were shitting on KJ with the turnovers. UCLA is good at creating turnovers. They did what they do well tonight. A la, you know, cause Illinois to make silly, unforced or forced errors. Illinois also did well what they do well tonight, and that is rebound the ball. So It was which team is going to do their thing better. And at the end, we got the little tip back. So again, it's not just that, it's not only that KJ turned over, it's that UCLA is good at incurring at creating turnovers. So I will continue to walk that back a little bit more. I will go unscorched earth on my friend
There we
Gasparo
go. There we go,
Giannitonis.
Maddie. I'm
And
proud of you.
thank you. You know, growth, growth.
And right, Maddie, to your point, right? We out-rebounded them 36 to 23. Like, also some of that obviously is like you rebound the ball. Like when you force a turnover, you're not getting a rebound at that end of the possession. But we
Right.
still rebounded the ball better than them. And that's also why maybe we would have liked to have seen Merez play more. Like he had three offensive rebounds. And he only played 20 minutes, but hey, we are
Yeah.
not going to question. I'm not going to question Brad.
I'll walk
You
it
guys
back.
can question
I'll
Brad.
walk it back as well. If we're still playing basketball on March 28th or like around that day,
Dude,
is this
I
kid
will.
gonna, are you not, are you gonna like not be able to like, you know, hang out with us 4 days a week anymore now? This is so annoying. Like,
If we're still playing basketball, I will consider at the very least including Hasp in his name.
have you thought about getting a vasectomy around March Madness? That typically is something
I'll
that's
wait like
typically.
3-ish years for that.
Okay, this just in, recruiting class just got bigger, baby.
Yeah.
Did we just get like a 2028
Commit.
commit? Did we get a 2028 commit right there?
2028, like it's like 2049.
48.
Well, I mean 2028 in terms of entrance into planet Earth type thing is what I'm talking about. But that's neither here nor there. Are you guys just trying to stall right now because you want to get to the end of this Michigan State Indiana game on the live? We can stop recording if you want
Let
to.
me
No.
tell you, it's going to take a long time if you
No,
remember
no,
how
no.
long it
Oh
took
my
our
God.
game
Okay,
to
but
end.
here's the question. Is it good content right now? Because obviously it's always good content.
Yeah.
So, I mean,
No, this is
yeah,
great content.
I'm giving the timeout. I'm giving the timeout signal. All right. Anything else here, guys? Because by the time people have listened to this, the game has been over for a little bit of
No,
time now.
this is gonna be the first time they figure out the score of the Michigan State Indiana game.
That's crazy. That is crazy. Oh, okay. Well, I did want to ask
Oh
you
my
guys
God.
this. What did you think of the Sky Clark treatment?
Oh, that's actually great. That's really good. We
That's
should have.
what we're here for. We should have led with that.
Yeah.
He
Sky LL.
did transfer
That
what?
was
Like,
our most viral tweet.
he did transfer a year before transferring got cool, right? I feel like it was a year before transfers really started. Like the
That's a
one
bad
time
take.
transfer. No, I'm asking. Is that correct or what?
No, he was
Wasn't he
right in
like
the
a
thick of
year?
the
Was it
transfer.
was. Look, the transfer portal giveth and the transfer portal taketh. You know, if we played a game at Evansville tomorrow, would they be saying this about Hemmerhaus? Would they be saying the same thing about Kylan Boswell, about Jake Davis? What makes the Sky transfer different? And again,
Two reasons.
good for Crush, trying to get under his skin, yada yada, XYZ. But transferring is normal as the sky is blue right now. So yeah, Johnny, what are your reasons?
Two reasons. One, he did leave the team halfway through the season. Number two, he committed to Louisville 2 minutes after our loss to Arkansas. Like his tweet was
That
two
is
minutes
true.
after the game ended. So I think there was some, it felt personal there. Would I still, would I, okay. If I was 20, I probably also would have been saying F you, Sky. If I were at the game today, I would not have been chanting F you, Sky, just because like the kid's 20 years old.
Right.
Like
He's got so many
let him
people in
live.
his ear.
Yeah,
Right.
yeah, yeah, yeah. And I don't know. Brad said a lot of nice things about him. Sky did honestly publicly say a lot of nice things, and even to Trey White saying like, "Hey, you should go to Illinois. It's a great basketball school." So
He
I
kind
don't know.
of,
Don't really
whatever.
hold
I
anything
yeah,
against him.
I understand it as like a 20-year-old. I think like if he was still on Louisville, it might even be different. Like, but it's UCLA. It's his second transfer af like away from Illinois. Like, I mean, I haven't really thought about Sky Clark like
I'm thinking about him right now.
at all in the last 2 years. Like, I mean, we did so well without him last year. Like, let bygones be bygones, but that's me as now 28-year-old. So
Very
like
mature. You're 29. Oh my God.
it's
It's fine. I make the same mistake too.
only been a month. But yeah, Like, I don't know. I thought like I could see it like during the starting lineup, like the constant booing and the "Sky, you suck, Sky, you suck" was kind of lame. I don't even consider him a traitor. Like
I'm more
a
of just
traitor.
a
What did he?
straight
Why
up
is he a
boo.
traitor? Like if he's a traitor, Coleman Hawkins is a traitor, and you're not. No one's booing.
It is
No,
different. It is different, like Johnny
no.
said. It did feel more personal. There was
But he's not a
nothing personal.
traitor.
There was
Everyone
nothing
transfers.
personal about. But there was nothing personal about what and how Coleman did it. It was personal the way Sky did it, probably Johnny. And again, I think if he went back and did it, he probably would say, you know what, I would do it a little bit differently. I'm sure that he probably regrets the way in which he made that choice, maybe stepping away from the team halfway, you know, committing 2 minutes after the Illinois loss. He was a 20-year-old. Fine, so be it. But
The only one that
Coleman
made
gave his
sense.
heart and soul for the program for 5 years. Like, that is, you can't
Yeah,
compare.
and he entered the draft like
Right.
little bit different.
It's simply not. It is different, but the whole, yes, kids transfer. There will be a name or two name or three names that were like, that's a surprise that will transfer from Illinois. And there will be a name or two names or three names that transfer to Illinois. Like, we're not going to do this every year of calling traitors. I know the boys are locked into the game with 15 seconds left, Michigan State down three. And
You're doing your
great.
best. Oh, and a foul. Oh my God. Okay.
Okay,
I
so
thought
we
the "you're a quitter" chant, that made sense.
You
But
could say
objectively speaking, he
they
decided that he was done. But
did cite evidence in that one.
they did AP, they did go APA. That's good for yes. But yes, transferring is like it's like a normal thing now. Are we gonna do this with if we play in
And him transferring meant that we got KJ. Like, let's be real here. If
Is it that direct of a? I mean,
I
is
don't
it?
know if that's a domino to
That's a
domino
big
thing.
butterfly. Link
If
the
there were
dominoes
no
because there's at least
transfers,
seven. It's like a Devo level six.
if there were no transfers, your starting guards today would be Jaden Epps and Sky Clark as juniors. Instead, your starting guards are Kylan Boswell, who transferred, and Kasper Siakoutsionis.
Who
So,
transferred from Europe? Traitor.
exactly. So it's like,
Benedict Arnold.
no. I mean, I think about it often, right? Like we last year, it should have been the senior season for Adam Miller and Andre Curbelo. Instead, we replaced him with Terrence Shannon, and we replaced him with Marcus Domas.
Andre Curbelo
Wait.
and Andre Curbelo and Gasparis. I'm kidding, I'm kidding, I'm kidding, I'm
Wait. No,
kidding.
but like just based on your connection thing here, it's like I don't think we get Sky Clark if we have Adam Miller and Andre Curbelo.
And what about Sincere Harris?
Yeah.
It's a lot of dominoes.
When did Sky Clark committed when we still had Curbelo, I think, right? Or
No, remember Sky
Oh,
LL was like a very late thing. Yeah. We did
yeah, you're right.
an episode for that. We did
Yeah,
a
he
whole Sky Clark episode. It was like it's in our top 10 list in episodes. That's hilarious.
yeah, but you get my point though. It's like
It's
you
a stretch, but like you never know what. Obviously, the team is going to look different. And who knows what Sky would look, you know, if he never transferred to Louisville. Like, and you don't know that either. He's still a good player. So,
Yeah, exactly. And anyway, so was Rutgers a trap game or
well, UCLA was a look-ahead game, right? And
UCLA was
I
like
think
a
maybe they started to look ahead in the last four minutes after they went up six.
Yeah, they really
We're
were
allowed
thinking
to as
about
fans.
they go they go they were like
handshake. Yeah,
they were like
handshake
they were looking ahead. The guys on the team were
the
listening. They listened to our podcast. They're like, Maddie talked about how this is a look-ahead game and we're up 16,
Yes.
so we could probably start to look ahead. And Brad probably told him that in the timeout. He was like, don't look ahead like they talked about in the episode. A kid can dream.
Once again, handshake meme is like Illinois in the last 4 minutes, us in the last 4 minutes of this podcast, focused on Michigan State and not in
I've been looking, I've been so
the
locked into these
present
two
right
boys
now.
on the screen. I couldn't even tell you that. Oh my goodness, that's a
Yes.
classy suit. Holy cow, I just noticed that from Mr. Woodson. That is awesome.
Mike looks good in this suit.
If he
He's gonna.
wins this game, do they extend him?
Tom Izzo looks like he just you know, rolled out of a freaking 65 and up rec league. I mean, geez, Tom, like, be a little be a little classier.
Wow, and I do respect them falling up three with 10 seconds left.
Well, you know the best quote of all time.
Yeah, do not eat pizza outside of the East Coast. Don't acknowledge the Godfather Part Three, and
And
then
always
always
follow up
follow up three.
three late.
I feel like I could come up with a couple better quotes than that.
Did you guys see John Rothstein's tweet after the Super Bowl?
No, I don't follow him
No.
anymore because I don't. He's in the same category as people who say sports ball. It, to me,
He's yeah.
he goes go sports ball. Like if you don't get to ignore the Super Bowl, I'm sorry. You
No,
don't get.
no. His was basically like, now this is time. Hey, it was like an address to all of America, being like, college basketball time is here. And he was playing like the Dark Knight Rises music, and then was like giving other quotes from the other movies in the Batman trilogy, including "And Here We Go," Heath Ledger, circa 2008.
I
And
mean,
he's playing it with the inspirational music, be like, "We are about to go on the best ride in all of sports." And he's like, "In February, we talk about this, and then conference championship week, and then March Madness." It was like, it was so corny. It was great.
four words, John. Four
We
words.
sleep in May.
No. Pitchers and catchers report. John,
Yes.
are you forgetting about the 35 spring training baseball games that we have before the 162 regular
Yeah.
season baseball game? How could you forget this? How could you just completely ignore? Is there a Ben Johnson that also coaches baseball? I need to know if there's also
Oh, that would
a
be
Ben
awesome.
Johnson that's like a bench coach for the Mariners or something like that. We have absolutely just completely exhausted anything that there is to talk about this
No, I
game
have one
or
more
the
thing.
upcoming
I do have one more
game.
topic.
And it's going to take him 9.4 seconds, exactly.
Okay, here's my topic is we also honored a jersey tonight.
We
Oh,
did.
and
You're
his name is
dropping the
Kofi
ball.
Coburn.
I did think
And
about that as he came up.
we honored Kofi in the best way, which was by winning a Big Ten basketball game.
I thought you were
That
going to say by
man,
losing to Florida Atlantic.
no, that man, during his time at Illinois, was incredible at winning Big Ten basketball games. I looked it up. In the last 20 years, our
Yes.
worst stretch in the Big Ten in Big Ten play were the 3 years before he came to Illinois. Do you want to guess what our best stretch was in 3 years? It was the 3 years that he was at Illinois.
What was his record at Illinois? Tell us. Tell him, John. Tell him.
So we went first, we went 13 and 7, then we went 16 and 4, then we went 15 and 5. So we went 44 and 16, so like 73% winning percentage.
Hot seat, Brad.
Yeah.
Hot seat,
I
Brad.
mean, two of the 3 seasons, we had the most wins of the Big Ten when Kobe was on our team. And he was the Big Ten Freshman of the Year. Then he was a second team All-American. Then he was a first team All-American. He was an absolute stud.
Shout out Kofi. Loves his talk, he talked about how he loves the boys at Illinois. Just a great ambassador for the Fighting Illini across the pond in South Korea.
Yeah.
So shout out Kofi. Man, we are so
Josh,
close, guys. We're
anything to say
so
about
close.
Kofi,
We are
Josh?
so close.
I can talk about Kofi in 4.7 seconds. No, I'm kidding. He's the second best Illini that we've had. Oh wait, no. Did we do our rankings? Where did I put him? Oh, we never revealed that.
Yeah, we never revealed our rankings.
I feel like I misranked Adam Miller, I gotta be honest. And I feel like I need to re-rank Sky Clark after
We're going to
tonight.
have a whole new team of like 12 fresh faces
And
to add to that list.
I think Adonis De La Rosa, I just
All
I
right, so
don't
for
move him
some
up.
context, because like the three listeners that remain, we over the summer were planning on doing like four episodes, and we ranked like all 47 players that
You're
were,
going to do four episodes out of that? What a
yeah, like
terrible idea.
we were, or however many episodes where we ranked all of Brad's players at Illinois, 1 to 47, all scholarship players. It got,
We never did it.
we never did it. So
We did our rank. We did. I did rank. We all did rank
we
them,
did
though.
all rankings and we had averages. I literally had a slide deck prepared for us to like reveal, like, and
We could
show
do
like
it
what
this
the,
summer.
we
Yeah,
for
we'll do it
sure
this summer.
we'll do it this summer. But yeah, it was very interesting to see where some of us put Adonis De La Rosa.
I mean, Top 10 alert. You'll have to wait till this summer, though. Game over. Indiana wins 71-67.
What a tease.
Michigan State falls to 10-3 in the conference. I mean,
They look beatable. That's my takeaway.
that, well, we did play them and they were quite beatable. So,
We
yeah.
actually haven't played them while both all three of us were on like in the United States. So like maybe that was the issue why we didn't beat them.
Help me. That's more dominoes than Sky and Kasparis right there. Help me connect those.
Okay, so this one's really hard. We weren't in the US. The team lost.
Okay.
So
That's probably the only fact. Yeah, that's probably
those are the
it.
facts. So
All
my
right.
statement.
This game's over, which means we can end the podcast, right?
Yeah, sorry.
That was the that was good. For whatever reason, we were subjectively waiting for the end of that. Yeah, get your butt over to the bar to Finley Dunn's if you're within a 45-minute to an hour and a half drive. You will not regret it. Bud Light, Coors Light, Miller, whatever you like, Illini bombs on us. If you come find me. I'm the 6'2" guy. That's taller than Mick Cronin. If
But
you're
also don't drive. Like you called out, like if you're within a 45 minute, an hour and a half away,
oh,
don't drive.
have your expecting wife who's responsibly not consuming liquor, come and drop you off,
Yeah, and then you should podcast afterward, just like we did last Saturday. Josh was getting his final shots up last week.
literally.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Gotta stay wet. Yeah, I gotta stay wet for when when the kid comes that he won't be able to. So you're saying we can't watch anymore, John? But Sweet 16 we'll be able to watch together, right? And Elite Eight and Final Four
What are we talking about?
in the tournament.
We'll watch.
Yeah, so we're still able to watch together,
Well, Johnny,
like
you're gonna be at
after
the
March
game.
28th.
Johnny, you're gonna be at the
Oh,
game.
true.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Well, we could all go to the game, baby included.
Yep. Don't have
Baby,
to pay a seat.
imagine coming into
Yeah,
this
they have.
world and your first week is like Illinois is just like in the Sweet 16. That'd be sick.
Josh, that's actually kind of a hack though. Because we're all going to be depressed after like just we're going to have like a crushing loss in like the second weekend and you're going to be like, "Oh, I have a miracle that just entered this world."
You think what
Yep,
I'm thinking,
that's what I'll
Johnny?
be th and Maura and I are going to be like, "We need to go for a long walk on the
You
lake."
thinking what I'm thinking, Johnny? Get a
What?
dog. No, let's adopt a
Oh, okay, let's go, Maddie. Let's do
baby. Let's do it.
it.
How hard could it be? Oh my God. Just put the thing in front of the whatever the television
I'm
and
gonna
just
yeah, iPad kid
give it some
from adoption.
goldfish.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm gonna start doing the thing where I just tease the episode saying this one is our best podcast.
Oh,
God, they got
man.
Mike Woodson in an interview right now, full screen. I love the tie selection. So it's just so classy.
That's a
Meanwhile,
guy.
Izzo looks like he just rolled out of bed. I mean, and this guy's gonna have the most Big Ten wins of all time. I mean, give me a God, I need Mike Woodson's Taylor. It's so good. But do less, Mick. Do less, man. All right. Thank you for listening. Thank you. When I say thank you, I mean it for listening to
Yes.
this episode of The Boardroom. We'll catch you on the next episode, everyone. ILL.